This week, about 5,000 delegates of the American Legion are in Charlotte for the organization's national convention. This year's gathering is marked by the recent uproar over accusations of mismanagement at the Department of Veterans Affairs and long wait times at VA centers around the country that some have said have led to deaths that could have been prevented. President Obama will speak at the convention tomorrow. WFAE went to the convention uptown to speak with the American Legion's national commander, Daniel Dellinger.
So here we are in the Charlotte Convention Center, and can you just tell me a little bit about what's going on?
We're here holding our 96th annual convention. We were here in Charlotte in 2002, and it was such a great venue, and the Department of North Carolina bid on this convention and won the bid, and we're back. And we're here to discuss the issues affecting veterans.
And what are some of those issues?
Wait times in the hospitals, waiting for appointments, timely screenings and tests, and also disability claims. Let's see what we can do to assess those. We actually will have a town hall meeting here on Monday where veterans can come in and discuss their issues.
And now you're referring to what a lot of us have heard about in the past few months, the coverage of problems at the Department of Veterans Administration, accusations of mismanagement, long wait times. In fact, some people say there were some deaths that could have been prevented because of those wait times. And I believe you yourself even called for the former head, Eric Shinseki, to step down, which he eventually did. And do I understand correctly, you're going to have the current head of the VA speak here?
Correct. That is correct. And actually, VA themselves, when I spoke with Secretary Shinseki and Undersecretary Sloan Gibson on April 18th, they had confirmed 23 deaths around the country before the issue of Phoenix ever surfaced. So the secret wait times, along with the preventable deaths and the gaming of the system, was enough to lead us to call for the Secretary Shinseki's resignation, along with Undersecretaries Petzl and Hickey, because Undersecretary Petzl was in charge of the hospitals, but also we were having issues with the disability claims, so that's why we also called for the Undersecretary Hickey. There needed to be changes made at the VA to restructure and improve service.
Do you think it's getting better now?
We're seeing signs of it, but there's a long ways to go. This will not be an easy fix. This will be a year's in the making. We're happy that the new secretary is on board, Secretary McDonald, and we're waiting upon what he has to say to us on Tuesday, but also how he's going to restructure, how he's going to give the veterans the care that they have earned.
So we're talking about health care for veterans, and I'm also thinking rehabilitation for veterans who come home, people that maybe they're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or other mental disorders from their experiences. Perhaps they've even lost a limb. And I'm also thinking that we've heard a lot about suicides among veterans and how it's on the rise.
It's exactly right. I mean, we're still seeing an uptick in the number of veterans that are taking their lives every day. And this is totally unacceptable. They need to hire additional. And part of the new bill that the president signed last month, or I guess this month, deals with hiring more specialists in mental health, especially in mental health, to help these veterans get the help that they need in a timely manner. And that's what we do. We have over 2,600 service officers around the country, and that's what we're there to do, to ensure that they get the health care that they deserve and get their disability claims.
And is suicide prevention going to be one of the topics of discussion this week?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's right at the very top, along with their disability claims. Because right now it's almost 1,000 days on an appeal process if your claim is denied. But we need to right now, and we will, part of our week is, of course, to help with the mental health issue there. And we have resolutions. We're a resolutions-based organization, and we do have resolutions that cover suicide prevention. We actually have programs for that also.
Something else that certainly gets mentioned a lot when we're talking about veterans, when they do get back here, they're going to want jobs. They're going to need jobs, and it's tough out there for them right now, is it not?
It is. It really is. I mean, the unemployment rate for veterans is actually higher than the norm for other people. So, but they have the skill sets. They've been trained. They're During your military career, you have certain mindsets and which are very employable. And this week, we will also have a job fair here. We'll also have an entrepreneurship seminars and also resume writing to assist veterans that's looking for gainful employment. You know, since World War II, when our veterans came back from World War II, they utilized the GI Bill. They went to work. They made our economy what it is today. And we need to continue that same strain because over the next 4 years, we're going to have 1.2 million men and women coming off active duty. They have to be gainfully employed so we can get our economy back to where it was.
Thank you very much. That's American Legion National Commander Daniel Dellinger.
Thank you very much for having me today.